Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you on this new day of a new year, 2018. Happy New Year to everyone. And you know me, I've got a poem to share. This one does not, the title is just simply New Year. It doesn't have an author to it. It says by Soma. So S-O-M-Y-A, maybe that's the author. It's just got a little at sign there. With a new beginning and a fresh start, full of inspiration and positive thoughts, let's begin this year with an optimistic thought. Gone are the days of regret and guilt. Those rooms full of darkness, it's time to move with courage, full of confidence and hope. Let's begin this year with an optimistic thought. It's been hard to be optimistic in the year we just left. It's been full of all kinds of chaos and all kinds of anger and all kinds of protests and all kinds of questions and name-calling and all kinds of scandals. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But let's face the new year with new hope. It's a new day. It's a new year. We can wipe the slate clean as possible, as clean as possible, and get a fresh start. That's what most of us try to do. We try to enter a new year or a new day with new hope, new ambitions. Resolutions, those are kind of the thing. You know, everybody wants to make a New Year's resolution. So I have here 50 New Year's resolutions. No, I'm not going to, well, we might go through them all, but we're not going to go through them in all in detail. Just to give you something to think about. Of course, the obvious is get in shape. And that's number one here. Get in shape. We all want to lose a little weight. We all want to get a little healthier. And number two is start eating healthier. And less food overall. You know, again, back to the losing weight, getting in better shape. Stop procrastinating. That's number three. Are you a procrastinator? I confess that I am. I am a procrastinator. Seems like I work best when I'm under pressure. I am a bit of a procrastinator. Number four is improve your concentration and mental skills. You know, a lot of people do yoga or do, they practice meditation, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It kind of helps us kind of escape from where we are right now, especially if you're under a lot of stress. Just kind of take a moment and step back. Number five is meet new people. Have you ever had that on your list? I want to meet new people this year. I want to expand my friendships. I want to have some more friends. Meet new people. People are interesting. They really are. They're interesting. Number six is become more active. Some people don't really have a weight problem, but they need an exercise just to get in better shape, to keep those muscles moving and keep them going. Recently, for Christmas, actually, we bought my mother-in-law a new chair that's a lift chair. And we have two professionals that are, what do they call them? I've lost my mind. Anyway, they said she shouldn't use it entirely because then it'll take away her muscles and she won't be a physical therapist. Thank you. Physical therapist. But she would become too relying on that and not be able to use her muscles. So we've got to stay active. Become more confident. Take some chances. Do you want to take chances in life? You know, how do you gain that confidence? Be confident in yourself. Earn more money is number eight. Earn more money. How are you going to do that? You're going to take a second job or maybe do a little better job of saving. Reduce stress is number 10. No, I'm sorry, number nine, which should be at. It's become more polite. practice smiling just a little bit more and be polite. When you're aggravated at somebody in line, I know everybody just got done with all the chaotic shopping. When you think about what's going on in their lives. You know, a lot of times I see these young mothers and young fathers, and they've got kids, or they're out trying to get the shopping done while grandparents are watching the kids or something, and you get a little stressful. The spending of the money, we always spend more than we should. Become more polite. Open a door for somebody. I know, could be scandalous, right? Open the door for somebody. Maybe go visit in the nursing homes a little more. Reduce your stress is number 10. Reduce the stress. How do you do that? Because some things just won't go away. The bills are going to keep piling up, and some things won't go away. So how do you reduce your stress? Well, stop putting so much on yourself. Sometimes we take on more than we ought to. And then we don't give any of those tasks what is due to them. Number 11, learn to be happier with life. You know, Scripture tells us to be content. Be content in the Lord. Learn to be happier with life. Quit wanting things you don't have. I'm kind of guilty of that. Quit wanting things you don't have. Number 12, get more, oh my goodness, quality sleep. I don't know about you, but I tend to stay up way too late at night. I try to get caught up on the news. I almost drive my husband, I think I have driven him nuts as far as he's losing his patience with me. But I stay up late at night, and I watch the news. Get more quality sleep. You know, if you get more quality sleep, some of these other things will just fall into place. A lot of people want to give up their bad habits, whether it's cigarette smoking, drinking too much. This one says number 13, give up cigarettes. Number 14, that just goes back up to 12 with watching, with getting more sleep, is watch less TV. Do something else. Go for a walk. I should do more of that. Play games. I'm not a big game player. I used to put a puzzle together. Read. Get into your scriptures, maybe. And that is number 15. Read more. Books are an excellent way to increase your knowledge, to increase your imagination. They're a better pastime than just sitting and watching somebody else's imagination in a movie, which is what I'm into movies. I kind of like that. Number 16, find a significant other. Well, maybe if you shouldn't, if you're married, you shouldn't be finding a significant other, but find a significant other. Number 17, I think we're going to skip that one. It's about intimacy. We're going to skip that one. Number 18, become tidier. Have less piles around. Boy, that is Beth. I need to clear the clutter. Clear the clutter out. Number 19, learn how to dress with style. Learn how to dress with style. Some of these, I'm not sure they ought to be on a New Year's resolution list, but maybe some people have these issues and they want to do better. Dressing with style, looking better, even if you don't have to spend a lot of money on clothes to do that. It helps with your job. It helps with your confidence. You know, put your makeup on. Guys, I know you don't want to put your makeup on, but dress professional. If you dress like you're a professional, you're going to feel that you're successful. Number 20, spend more time with the people that matter. Who would that be? Your friends, your family? Spend more time with those people that matter in your lives. Start drinking in moderation and quit drinking altogether. That kind of goes back to the cigarettes. You know, give up some of these bad habits. Number 22, we talk about this when Melody Cederstrom is on the air with us. Get out of debt. Get out of debt. How do you do that? Well, you got to make a plan. Just like anything else, you got to make a plan. Get out of debt. Start saving money is 23, so it goes along with the getting out of debt. Do what you can with what you've got, and you can do it. Maybe a little at a time, but you can do it. We're going into a break. What is your New Year's resolution? Surely, some of these will fit in. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned on this new day in a new year, and I was sharing with you a list of 50 resolutions. That seems like a lot of changes in one's life. Of course, you don't have to do all 50. Maybe you don't have to do 50. I don't smoke cigarettes, so I don't have to give up smoking cigarettes, and I don't drink, so I don't really have to give up drinking or cut back too much. Number 24. Now, this is something I have considered in my life, and I've never done it. I did take a language when I was in grade school. They taught Spanish in grade school. I was only during one school session, 1 year, and I learned a little bit. I can't say I learned a lot. But learn a new language. Wouldn't it be fun to learn a new language, especially if you plan a trip going somewhere? Traveling is a little scary these days, but to learn a new language. Number 25. This might go back to being kinder and more polite. Volunteer and give more to charity. You know, if you don't have money, you don't have to give money to charity. You can give your time. They always need volunteers. Number 26, pick up a useful skill or a fun hobby. If you don't do anything, if you don't have a hobby, or maybe you've just kind of gotten out of it. I used to do a lot of things that I don't do anymore because I'm so married to the show here. But do you knit? Do you sew? Woodworking? Crafts of any kind that you like to do? Maybe writing? Get back to your hobbies and use your skills. You know, God gave you those skills. Put them to use. Number 27. Learn to let go of grudges and avoid moping. You know, if you've got bitterness and you hold grudges, it doesn't hurt the person you're angry with. It only hurts you. So you might as well just, an old friend used to just say, let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. Number 28, adopt a cute pet. Do you need a companion? Adopt a cute pet. I don't really want a pet. I've got a pet. I've got a cat. And he's a garage cat. Supposed to take care of keeping varmints out of the house. 29, become more organized. Oh, my goodness, that one speaks to me. I don't know about to you. Becoming more organized. I said I was a clutter. You know, I've got piles of clutter around. Being more organized will help with a lot of these others. 30, travel more and see the world. Well, you got to have money to do that. I don't have the money to do that, but that would be a great thing to look forward to. Plan some trips. Do it now. There's no better time than the present. Learn to cook. Well, I can already cook. Now, I don't claim to be a gourmet, but learn to cook. Do you not know how to cook? Do you not know how to cook? Learn to cook. It saves you a little money when you do that, too. Oh, go see a doctor more often. I don't know if I recommend that or not. Go see a doctor more often. Maybe you should have a checkup every once in a while. Reinvent yourself. Well, I don't know about that. It says if you don't feel quite happy, no matter what you do, perhaps you need to take the time to make some serious changes in your life. You should be happy. You know, sometimes we get too bogged down with all the stresses of life and we lose our smiles or things happen. Yeah, I lost my smile years and years ago and it took me a long time to get it back. But I'll tell you what, it's well worth this journey because you do grow in those journeys. So do something to improve yourself. Stop being late all the time. You gotta make a dramatic entrance. Stop being late all the time. Number 35, learn how to be more self-reliant. You know, there's something to be said for that, to be self-reliant, to be independent. Learn how to do some things yourself. Here's one. When we talked about making more money, turn your hobby into a career. You know, you really should love what you do. So turn a hobby into a career. And number 37 says, get over an ex, whether it's an ex-married partner or an ex-friend that relationship fell apart and you've been moping and complaining about it. You need to move on. Get over it. Life happens. Get moving on. That's not worth. You might think about why that relationship's broke if you're going to improve on it. Learn how to defend yourself. Learn how to defend yourself. I think that's very important in these days and time. Always, really, always, because you never know. Learn how to be safe. Learn how to defend yourself. Become more romantic. I should show that one to my husband. Become more romantic. Number 44, start remembering important dates. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's kind of getting into my age there. Number 45, become more social. Wait a minute, they just told us to give up social. Become more social, physically social. Go out more. Have people over more. Do a little bit more with those people that mean a lot to you. Start being more creative. Sit down and don't just do things the easy way. Sit down and think about it. Think about what you can do to be more creative. We're just about at the end here. Start expressing yourself artistically. While some of us are more logical, with a scientific mind, that would not be me. Most people still have a bit of creative spark in them. Be a little more creative and express yourself in that way. Face your fears and insecurities. You know, I have a few fears. I have a few insecurities. Kind of don't like to mess with them. But it says to face them, own up to them. Conquer them. Uh-oh. If my kids are listening, start writing a book or journal. I have some friends that journal. They know what's gone on every day of their lives. They write something down every day, and they go back and look at it. My kids want me to write a book about my life. I said, yeah, well, I'm not done yet. That's a good start, Mom. Number 50, stick to the good, healthy habits you've developed. If you've developed some good habits, stick to those. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. New Year's resolutions. I don't know what you want to improve this year. It seems like we start that, and if you, especially with the dieting, we go for a few days, maybe a few hours, maybe we last a week or two, and then we go back into the same old habits. Find a way to organize yourself in that, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to be more creative, whether it's to save money, turn a career into a hobby, control your emotions. How do you start in any of these changes in your life? How do you start that? Well, first you have to mean it. Don't just say it. You have to mean it, and you need to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you're going to fail. So you have to have a plan. New Year's. We celebrate it every year on January 1st. We stay up late on New Year's Eve, and we watch the shows. We watch the celebrations. And these days, we're lucky enough, we can watch it all around the world. You know, it happens earlier in some places than it does here in the Midwest. It happens later in some places. Watch the New Year's come in. That's kind of interesting to see how everyone does that, how everyone makes a difference. They have a different type of celebration. But a new year is the same for everyone. It's a new beginning. It's a new hope. Whether it's personal, financial, whatever the case may be, relationships, jobs, whatever the case may be, it's new. It's a new year with new hope, new beginnings. Maybe you have a new baby in the family. We had two new babies in 2017 in December. Watching them grow in this new year. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of new. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. We're going into a break. I have more on the new year. We're going to put away those resolutions. I think we've gone far enough with that. I have some other things that I really, really want to share with you that I hope will encourage you. And we will be right back.
Holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is January 1st, the first day of 2018. It's a new day, a new year, a new start, a new beginning. I hope you have hope in your heart. I pray you have hope in your heart. And be encouraged so you have the slate wiped clean and start all over again. Of course, it's not exactly like that, but maybe we can do that a little bit. We stay up the night before New Year's Eve, and we party, or we just stay up and watch the telly, and we see around the world as they bring in the new year and different celebrations across the way, around the globe. But they always sing that song, at least here in the United States. We always sing the song. And, you know, we watch the fireworks, but every year the streets ring with the same lilting song. Sweet, nostalgic, and hopeful Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne has become an absolute tradition in New Year's Eve celebrations. And so we sing, or at least we sing the first couple of lines and politely mumble the rest into a champagne glass, some people. Despite its vast popularity, it's a song that very few people can actually recite the entirety. I know I can't. I had to download it to see what it all said, and then I was reading this, and it says the song, of course, it derives from 1788 Scott's poem by Robert Burns, and now set in the tune, as you know, to Auld Lang Syne, the traditional folk song. Burns never intended his work to act as a farewell to the old year. It's a piece which particularly, partially, reproduces, partially originally pens an older folk tune. He originally sent the piece to the Scots Musical Museum with a note. The following song, an old song of the olden times, and which has never been in print, nor even in manuscript, until I took it down from an old man. And it's got it here in the Gaelic, which I cannot pronounce, but I thought I would share the words as best I can in the English translation, I'm sorry. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And surely you'll buy your pint cup, and surely I'll buy mine. And we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
And then it repeats the chorus. But the next verse is, we too have run about the slopes and picked the daisies fine, but we've wandered many a weary foot since old lang syne. And it sings the chorus again in the next verse with, we too have paddled in the stream from morning sun till dine, but seas between us broader, but seas between us broad have roared since old lang syne. And there's a hand, my trusty friend, and give me a hand of thine, and we'll take a right good will draught for old lang syne. For old lang syne, dear friend, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. It's a nice little poem, a nice little verse. I kind of gather there, talking about doing things together for old lang syne. I think it was a pretty neat little poem. And we sing it, and we don't know what it means, and we sing it, and we just kind of mumble the words. But it's kind of fascinating, the traditions and where they come from. We've had a lot in the news in 2017, and I wonder what 2018 will bring. I have a sad feeling that some of the news will be the same hatred, the same disappointments and just constant barrage of fake news and one-sided news on both sides. It tends to be one-sided on both sides, if you know what I'm saying. We've witnessed so much in the way of scandals in 2017. I really hope that that dies down, but I don't expect it to a lot. The news is kind of based on being sensational. I mean, it's sensationalism. They want to dramatize everything. But the truth is, we live in a broken world. You know, we're far from perfect. That's why we read those 50 resolutions to make us better. We can't change the world, but we can change how we react to the world. Controlling our emotions, controlling our anger, controlling the chaos and the clutter in our own homes and offices. And we have to deal with the scandals of the world and maybe try to protect our children a little bit from that. But there were some big Hollywood scandals throughout the world, and you know, the sex scandals of Hollywood, they went on and on and on. Kathy Griffin was one of the big ones that that one upset me. Not because I like Kathy Griffin. I've never liked Kathy Griffin. I don't think she's funny. I think she's vulgar. But how far do we go with our hate? Because it wasn't funny to hold up a severed head of a person, even if it was phony. It was what it represented. It didn't represent comedy. It represented hate. And so many of them, it went one after the other, the battles that they were having there in Hollywood. And from Cosby to Steve Harvey, Kathy Griffin, Tiger Woods, all of them, scandals, people lacking in integrity, up against the courts, being taken to task. There were other things that took place. We had the storms that gathered in our land, that took across this great land, the hurricanes and the fires. People were pushed out of their homes because of these situations, these issues, these storms that, you know, our life is full of storms. I'm having trouble finding it here. Our life is full of storms. And America came together there for a time as we helped our neighbors in Texas and Louisiana, and we're still dealing with the fires in California, Puerto Rico. So many tragedies. We had the rioting. We had the shootings. We had the terrorist attacks, be it somebody running them down, running people on bicycles down and pedestrians. Suicide bomber failed. The world is a broken world, full of sin and full of chaos. And each year we go back and we look at the year past. We had the derailment in the... we had a giraffe that made the news, if you remember that. The giraffe that gave birth. You know, we had so many things. We've talked about the opioid addictions. The protesters that took place right after the election in 2016. And they continued through 2017. The bomb in the subway tunnel, that wasn't that long ago. We have the MS-13 violence, the gangs that are here. Again, the sexual scandals that took place. Our hurricane victims, police officers shot in execution style. I mean, it goes on and on. But there is hope, even in the bad news, there is hope. And that hope comes perhaps with those resolutions, but perhaps even more than that. You know, the hope comes from God. Can't get away from that. It's when we try to get away from that that we see all this other. We have to live in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. And I'm going to share that when we come back. I think we have some hope to share. I know I have some hope to share. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and we wish you a happy new year, and we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the
prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is a happy new year. We are wishing that for you, for me, for all of those that in the world, that we will have a happy new year. We know that we never know what tomorrow brings, but we have hope. We have hope in the Lord. I started out with 50 New Year's resolutions. And I'm going to end the show with a new year, a new day, a new beginning. Every morning, are you one of the many Americans that make and break New Year's resolutions? I confess, that's me. I am. But this year, what is it that you truly want to change? The most popular, of course, is usually our health. You know, lose a little weight, increase exercise, get healthier. And then, of course, the more practical resolution, save money, become more organized, read more books, and even become a more active volunteer in help groups, as we read earlier. And these are not bad. But what must we really change? The heart. Our hearts. We must change our way of thinking if we want to change our way of life in order to become better, new and improved. We must become more like our Savior, Jesus. We hear and we read about how those in high places, we have done this, who abuse our money and are anxious to take away our rights for the sake of security or capturing the bad guys. Again, what is it you want to change this year? Wouldn't it be nice if we could change the many wrongs that exist in this country or in this world? Wouldn't it be great if we could change the wrongs committed by our neighbors, our family, our friends? And the truth is, at the very best, you can hope to do is change yourself. And if you accomplish that, you will have been successful. Change must begin at home. Before we can remove a speck from the eye of another, we must remove the plank from our own. And that's from Matthew 7, 3 through 4. All of us need improvements and changes. There's not one of us that is yet complete. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That's out of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Priorities of us mortal men and women seem to begin with ourselves. We look in the mirrors and begin to analyze what we need to change. I'm aware that we do need to physically care for our bodies, but I also believe this has to do with a balance in our lives.
on speaking of a balance of our spiritual, physical, and mental health, perhaps we should begin looking in our lives to see what we need to change. Many times we are plagued by wants and ambitions that have little to do with self-improvement and nothing to do with becoming more like our Savior Jesus. We tend to think diets begin on Mondays and life begins, changes begin with a new year. But every day is new. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. The Lord is my portion, says the soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. And that's from Lamentations 3:22-24. And this tells us each day, each moment, the Lord's mercies are new. We don't have to wait for a happy new year. And when you fail, you pick it up and you begin again. Don't look back and hold on to those past mistakes and failures, but hold fast to Him, our Creator, and the future. Tomorrow. The next minute, the next hour. Don't wait for a specific date to make the changes. Do it now. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So, what is it you wish to change or improve? Perhaps when we change our hearts and think and consider those things which the Lord has shown, then all the other annoyances will take their place and become less important, less consuming of our lives and of our energy. Do I need to lose weight? Oh, yeah, I do. Do I need to consider self-improvement? Oh, yes, I do. The clutter bug around me is just, it needs to be squashed. But more than all these things, I need to allow my Heavenly Father to change and improve my heart that I might be more like Him. When we see and allow God to improve our own lives, then we will see other problems. We'll see them differently. And I believe, like in Revelation 5:9, we will sing a new song. Resolve to be more pliable in the hands of your Creator. Don't be like the Baptist, you know, planted by the water and not be moved. Be more pliable. Read His Word and apply His teachings to your life. Get a daily devotional book and start. Even if you can't start today, start tomorrow or the next day or next week. Don't be as the hypocrites who speak of God and desire the things of the world, but follow Him in becoming a new creation each day, every day. You know, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and that the new year will bring a new heart and a new peace within you and your family and your loved ones. We know not what the days ahead may bring. But with Jesus, we can endure all things and behold His glory has come. And this is a quote from a founding father. We took our horses to the meeting in the afternoon and heard the minister again upon, Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. There is great pleasure in hearing sermons so serious, so clear, so sensible, and instructive as these. That was from John Adams. He wrote in a journal. Remember, we talked about a journal. There was a lot of talking about taking knees back in 2017. Maybe we should resolve to take a knee in 2018 if my people, who are called by not my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. When we do the right thing, He will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.